Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for coming out, and thanks for all the support that everyone's
welcome, been Fast Rattler. Oh, welcome, I'm here.
Well, I just have to say right out, I just talked with my dad this morning. He's just wanted to let everyone know that he's doing good and that he's so excited that everyone is getting a chance to be here and listen to all these great artists on this stage today. And he's very, very happy that everyone's been sending in gifts and cards and whatever they can send. He's just been really, it's been amazing. As the whole family has just been blown away by the kindness and generosity of all the folk people and the people in the community. And I really give everyone here an applause just for being here and standing here. And go to that website and read about what's been going on. He like as was mentioned, he's got some great blog up there, an audio blog that you can listen to, and it's great stuff. So anyways, we're gonna play a couple of songs here of my dad's. As was mentioned, we're Fast Rattler, and these two are from we got Eugene representing, we got Portland, and we got Olympia. So it's right on down the I-5 going south. Everything's there. Anyways, this first song is called Hey Boys, Let It Ring. You can sing along if you want. Your part is, hey boys, let it ring, as it were. So, pretty easy. This song has got an activity in it called double jacking. And if you happen to know, double jacking is a activity that happened early in the days of mining when you had one guy holding a big piston against the rock, and he was your twister, and you had a pounder behind you with a big mallet pounding that into the rock, and then when you got a borehole big enough, you'd put a charge into it and blow up the rock and send the rock up to the top. So when the chorus of this song is twist in a pound, throw the double jack down, said, hey boys, let it ring. Tell my twister to turn around. I said, hey boys, let it ring. So it's just a working song. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, twisted a pound, throw the double jack down, said, hey boys, let it ring. Tell my twister to turn it around, I said, hey boys, let it ring. Old man Daly and old man Clock said, hey boys, let it ring. Clock's a minnow and Daly's a shock, said, hey boys, let it ring. Well, this ain't no Union Town, don't you know, don't you know. This ain't no Union Town, don't you know. Ever took his picture from the wall and swapped it in for a Union Hall. Now this is a Union Town, don't you know? Down, I said, hey boys, let it ring. Clock the twister and turn it around. I said, hey boys, let it ring. And old man Daly and old man Clock said, hey boys, let it ring. Clock's a minnow and Daly's a shark. I said, hey boys, let it ring. Now this done, don't you know, don't you know. And a Marcus Daly's gone, don't you know. And we took his picture from the wall and swapped it in for a Union Hall. Now this is a Union Town, don't you know. Well, a twist and a pound, throw the double jack down. I said, hey boys, let it ring. Tell my twister to turn it around. I said, hey boys, let it ring. Old man Daly and old man Clock said, hey boys, let it ring. Clock's a minnow and Daly's a shark. I said, hey boys, let it ring. Thanks a lot. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, we're going to play, I think, just one more song for you. And again, come and see us at the Labor Stage tomorrow. We got a couple more time tomorrow. This song, they're getting unruly, folks. They're getting unruly. This song is called Patty, Welcome Back. And I went home to Spokane when my mom got cancer, and I tried to, you know, just be there for her. And I picked up an old songbook of my dad's called Starlight on the Rails. And there's a whole bunch of songs in there. And this is one of them. And he never had played it or written a tune for it. So I picked it up, and this is one of his songs, but it's, I guess, our song, too. He's actually officially given it to us because he has no use for it anymore, I guess. But I left my wife in a papa's grave over by the lorry mill. I left my thumb in a blue coal trench on the edge of Chancellorville. I left my youth in a railroad camp and my pride in a whiskey jar. I left my pay in a little black book down at the commissary store. And there she rolls and there she blows, the thunder shakes the land. It's Patty, welcome back to the end of the tracks with a gun and a shovel in your hand. Well, I'd rather be the sutler's mule, draw his stable and bow. Well, you never find my name in that little black book, and I buy on account no more. Well, I'd rather have the bridle and last, sure I'd be driven no worse than by that hijack Yankee clerk with his hands ever on my purse. And there she rolls and there she blows, the thunder shakes the land. It's a Patty, welcome back to the end of the tracks with a gun and a shovel in your hand. We'll send him the Chinaman, he'll get my job someday. Cause he works like the devil on his soul, and he settles for half the pay. We'll drink bad whiskey in a strong barge rum by the light of the brakeman's lamp. And then I'll take another turn on the old chuggler down in the railroad camp. Shakes the land. It's a Patty, welcome back to the end of the tracks with a gun and a shovel in your hand. And there she rolls and there she blows, the thunder shakes the land. It's a Patty, welcome back to the end of the tracks with a gun and a shovel in your hand. Thank you very much. Again, come and see us at the Labor Stage. What's up? We got lots of time. All right, well, what do you want to do then? I guess we could do one more. Well, the problem is we don't know what other people are playing after us. So if we play a song they're going to play, like, what do we do then? Do you want to do Greenwood Hills or something? Okay. Cool. All right, we'll do one more. This song, when I was down in Nevada City visiting my dad in March, I picked up a book called Roughneck. Has anyone read it? It's a story of Big Bill Haywood. He led the IWW for some years as its president, and I suppose spiritual mentor of some kind. But nonetheless, he had a wife, and her name was Nevada Jane. And I like this song a lot because there's a lot of rah-rah, you know, union songs, but there's not many union songs that really deal with the family and the way how the life of this person affected the family and his love life and things like that. It's just a great story. And so I'm going to play this song for you. It's called Nevada Jane. All your linens are turned down and folds of glowing white. Are you lying there alone again tonight? He is marching with the men through the cold November rain, and you know he'll come home again, Nevada Jane. And when he stumbles in with blood upon his shirt, washing up alone just to hide the hurt, he will lie down by your side and wake you with your name. And you hold him in your arms, Nevada Jane. Have you seen the way he holds her as though she was a bride? And children on each shoulder, both strong and wide. Well, she never thought to scold him or even to complain, 'cause Big Bill always loved Nevada Jane. One day Jane, she went riding, and a pony took a fall, and the doctor said she never walked again at all. Well, Big Bill would kneel beside her, his big hands rough and plain, he would gently carry home Nevada Jane. With the storms of Colorado, it rained for 10 long years, and the mines of old Montana were filled with blood and tears. Well, Utah, Colorado, and Arizona heard the name of the man who always loved Nevada Jane. Though she was a bride, and children on each shoulder, both strong and wise. Well, she never thought to scold him or even to complain, and Big Ben always loved Nevada Jane. Well, although the ranks are scattered like leaves upon the breeze, and with them go the memories of better times than these. Well, some things never change, but always stay the same. Just like the way Bill, he loved Nevada Jane. I have seen the way he holds her as though she was a bride, and children. Thank you. Well, that will be it. And I don't know who's next, but we have a great MC, so they'll tell you. And thank you so much again from everyone in the family. You're the best. Thanks.
And that's Fast Rattler, Brendan Phillips and Fast Rattler. Get down to Olympia. Keep your eyes open down there and see them there. They need a few more people lined up over here for the albums. I mean, a couple of them have sold out, but there's still lots of them there. So got to be sure. And it's a good way to send money back to the family right through those album purchases. And you can buy them for a little more. That helps a little more, as they say. If you already got all the albums, you can buy one and give it back, and somebody else can have it. So there's all kinds of good ways you can support the situation. And you go on the web and get a chance to hear Utah Phillips live on his podcast, and it's wonderful to hear him talk and tell stories and tell what he's going through. It's very special. And also there's pictures and some other information that will give you an up-to-date what's going on with Utah. But he is not going to be out touring anymore, and so this is the way that we can support and make sure he gets to have a fun time in his own home and his own place and get to do the writing he's talking about. He's been working on a whole bunch of writing projects, and I don't know, it sounds like he's got a novel coming up or something he's been really working at. Oh, we're gonna mosey up to Canada for the next one, and this is a pleasure for me because the Canadian contingent, when I was at the Folk Alliance, was just always wonderful to see what was going on, and I can remember back when I first got into Victory that I'd get these epistles and wonderful magazines and all these concerts and goodies virtually every other week, and I was sending things back up to them. So here's my first chance to introduce them. I was over in the shop over there where all the CDs are in Alki Room, and there was a book by John Bartlett that he had edited on Pacific Northwest songs, and most of them were from British Columbia, Greater British Columbia, a little bit up in the Yukon, I think, also. But it was wonderful to look at the book and see those songs. I have to spend more time because there's just hundreds of songs there. It's amazing here.